This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Winnebago County Board will elect a new chairman later today. The current chairman, Shiloh Ramos, decided not to seek another term on the county board. The board has 16 newly elected members and will also consider new rules to improve board and committee efficiency at their meeting today. The Oshkosh School District wants public input on their strategic plan. The community is invited to North High School tonight to discuss that plan. Attendees will move from classroom to classroom, offering up their ideas for the future. A summary will then be presented to the Oshkosh School Board at their meeting coming up next month. That's scheduled for May the 11th. Page 2, a new study shows that in the past 2 years, 174 people in Oshkosh have died from COVID-19. The study shows the majority of those who died were men over the age of 70 who were not vaccinated against the virus. The death rate from COVID-19 for Oshkosh works out to be 0.001%. Thanks to Father Carr's Place to Be for again serving Easter dinner over the holiday weekend, over 600 meals were given out to those in need. The Downtown Improvement District is considering an interesting plan that would let customers bring their drinks from one restaurant bar to another business. Supporters say it's a move that would more people coming downtown to enjoy themselves. The Common Council would have the final say on whether people would be able to roam with those cocktails downtown. The Oshkosh Public Library is finally reopening their meeting rooms to the public. The rooms have been closed due to COVID-19 for the past 2 years. Several rooms are now available for rental. You can call 236-5210, that's 236-5210, for more information, or contact the Oshkosh Public Library through their website. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and also Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm back again Thursday here on the Chamber website with more things that are newsworthy.